This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hi, everybody. Thanks so much for choosing to be with me on the radio program called Auto World. We've got lots in store. In this hour, we're going to be joined by our regular contributor. He is a certified lubrication specialist with more than 25 years of experience. He's also worked in the U.S. Navy and on the nuclear propulsion side of things, and one of the largest AMSOIL dealers in all of North America. So Dan Watson is standing by. We're getting a lot of emails from Dan over the weeks, and we'd like to thank you for that. You can email Dan anytime, danwatson@theloopage.com, or you can shoot an email to me, bob@autoworldradio.com. Why don't we do that one? bob@autoworldradio.com. And now I'd like to remind folks that Mackenzie's behind the board, ready, able, and willing to take your calls. And you can just dial us up anywhere, toll free, 855-660-4261. Now we go to the guest lines and bring forth our regular contributor when it comes to all things lubrication, one of the leading experts in synthetics. It's my pleasure to welcome Dan Watson back. Dan, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well, Bob, and I thought it was interesting when you said Mackenzie was manning the board, because, yes, as you know, being a Central Floridian, our school out here, our university, Mackenzie Milton, is the star quarterback, and I hadn't actually heard anybody else name Mackenzie. And then as soon as I say that, then all of a sudden you're telling me there's somebody right there that you know that's named Mackenzie. So I guess it's not that unique of a name after all.
Well, still pretty unique. This is my first exposure to a Mackenzie. So they're an elite group, I guess that's what we should say.
Yeah, I guess so. But everything is going well, and as you know, we may actually break our hot weather spell we've had for, what, now about 6 months of summer.
Yeah.
I think it's time for it to get over.
I think so, too. It's been a very warm and rainy period in our neck of the woods here in Central Florida. But I heard somebody over the weekend saying things are going to break soon. Well, that will be good news for lots of folks. But one thing that isn't good news, I was filling up my car this week, and once again, the price of gas is up. And it's not only gasoline, but it's also driving the cost of oils and lubricants. They seem to be moving up. What is driving up the costs of oils and lubricants, Dan?
Well, you know, it's sort of a complex question, because normally we just say, well, the cost of crude oil goes up, right? But actually, if you kind of look at this, both for gasoline and for lubricants, is crude oil is not at any all-time high right now, in the $70 a barrel range in that area. And we've had, within the past 5 years, where oil was $140 a barrel at one time, twice as much, and the lubricants didn't cost as much then as it costs now. And gasoline, though, was close to $4 a gallon, and now it's running $2.75 or so, at least here in Central Florida. So I think you have to sort of step back and look at this from two directions. One is that always the cost of the constituents, the crude oil, has to be refined. That's going to have a direct effect upon final pricing, but it's just one of the factors. Other factors would be if you see that a large energy company, oil company, is being squeezed on one end a little bit because they would like to get more for their crude oil, and they're not getting quite as much for that as they'd like to. Well, then sometimes they push over into their finished products, and those get bumped up a little bit to make up for the difference so that you can have the overall profitability where that company wants to be. And that's just seems like a cruel part of marketing and business, but it's true. Companies that are multifaceted with drilling and pulling oil out of the ground, well, they expect to get a certain return, and if it's costing them more to extract that oil, yet they're not able to sell it for exactly the amount they'd like to sell it for, then another branch of the company, it would be their fuels, gasolines, and then a portion of that would be lubricants, and then a big company like Mobil will also have Mobil Chemical Corporation, which is another giant chemical company, which, folks, chemical companies, a big part of what they use are oils and natural gases and ethylene gases to make a lot of the things that they make in their chemicals. So it is a big, big business, and to tie down just one aspect of it for why the price has increased is difficult to do, because you'll see crude starting to drop, and yet you won't see the prices of the finished products dropping right away. And then they may start to drop some, and then you see just a bump up in crude, and they shoot up past where they were before. So a lot of it is in the marketing side, not in the manufacturing side or the refining side. Now, when it comes to lubricating oil specifically, what would be a good quick shot lesson for our listeners to understand is that when you manufacture a lubricating oil, for example, an engine oil, a 5W30, a 5W20, a 0W20, whatever you're making, a portion of that oil, let's say in that quart of oil, there's going to be so much of it that was just the refined petroleum-based stock or the synthetic-based stock. And that's just a portion of the cost, because the next part is you have to actually put additives, chemicals in that oil to tailor it that it's going to go in an internal combustion engine. Those additives will cost usually more. They'll cost definitely more than the petroleum-based stock, and they will usually cost equal to or more than a high-grade synthetic-based stock. So we have to look at the fact that when you see lubricating oil go up in price, it can be just as much from the cost of the chemical additives that go in the oil as it can be for a change in the either petroleum or synthetic base oil price. And that's, you know, unfortunate, because I know in the Amsoil Synthetic Oil that this is a company that doesn't refine oil. It has to buy all of its constituent parts from other people. So when you have true chemical-based synthetics, if the chemical companies are raising prices, you're almost double-ended, because you've got the cost of the base going up because of increased price in chemicals, and the price of the additives going into the oil because of increased price in additives. So it can be interesting why the prices go up different for some synthetics than they do for others. And then at the same time, if you're a company like Valvoline, which is a blender, they don't refine any oil. They have to deal with this exact same thing. All of their constituents come from other manufacturers that make them and then sell them to them, and then they blend it together to make oil. So some companies are affected in different ways because of the finished product they make. But in every case, it's a combination of the base product changing price and the chemistry of the additive changing price.
That makes a whole lot of sense. When we come back on the other side, we've got Tim in Altoona, Pennsylvania, and room for you at 850-4261. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
The questions are coming in. We have room for lots more, so email me up, Dan, directly, dan@thelupage.com, or me, Bob, at autoworldradio.com. Or if you want to dial up and say hello to our producer, Mackenzie, 855-660-4261. Here's a question out of Altoona, Pennsylvania. Tim writes, I'm a little bit confused on octane and cetane. Could you explain these items? It's a good question.
Well, it is, because most people might not even have ever heard of cetane, but we'll get to them both. Octane is a rating on gasoline, and when you drive up to the pump at the gas station, you'll see that they'll have some octanes listed as usually something like the standard regular will be about 87 octane, and then you can have some super regular at 89 octane, and then you can have some mid-grade at 90 octane, maybe 91, it depends upon what they're calling it, and then you can have some premium or high test, which would be at, say, 93 octane. And why do they have those ratings and why are they important? Well, octane is actually the higher the octane number, the less explosive, I use that term on purpose, explosive the gasoline. And you want, contrary to what might seem apparent, is that you do not want the gasoline to detonate. What that means is it just blows up. What you're looking for it to do is rapidly burn. You say, well, what's the difference? Well, it's a lot of difference when you're actually looking at it from a combustion standpoint. When that piston is coming up and compressing that mixture of gasoline and air, and that spark plug ignites, it sets off the gasoline to react with the oxygen in that air to actually burn. Now, if it could do it all in one instant, let's say 1 microsecond, that's 1/1,000,000th of a second, if it could all do it that fast, then I would have a maximum pressure pulse and the piston would start down and it would immediately the pressure would be dropping off rapidly. On the other hand, if I could get that burn to last some milliseconds, which would be 1/1,000th of a second instead of 1/1,000,000th of a second, I would have an expanding pressure gradient for enough time that the piston would have already started down, and as the volume was expanding inside the cylinder, the fuel mixture would still be pushing it down. Okay, so that's one aspect of it. Now, the other aspect is that I got to get the fuel to at least burn and burn efficiently, so I can't have an octane rating that's so high that I don't even burn all the fuel. So the point is, I got to find a sweet spot. I got to have octane at a level which will give me a good expansive burn, and yet the fuel will be, call it, ignitable enough that it will burn it all and burn it thoroughly and give me all the power out of that fuel. So, you know, the guys that manufacture the engines, they perfect this stuff. And for you motorheads out there, it has to do, obviously, with the timing. Because when I set that volume off will make a lot of difference in how well the fuel burns. Now, when I have lower octane, in a lot of cases I tend to retard the timing, meaning that I might actually set the mixture off after the piston's already reached the top and it's already starting to go down. A lot of times with higher octane, like 93, 95, 97 octane, I will advance the timing so that the spark plug is going off before I reach top of the piston. So this gets complicated, and there's just terrific guys out there that mess with this, but the octane rating is designed into your car. There's what they call a knock sensor that's in the car, and it's looking for a certain knock that takes place in the engine, which means that, and that'll happen because you're running a lower octane fuel, like 87 or 85. If that knock sensor doesn't hear that knock, then the computer gets kind of crazy looking for it and can cause all kinds of unknown adjustments in your fuel-air mixture that you're not interested in. So it's important to run the correct octane. Now, it is true that some engines will run better on a slightly higher octane than what they came rated in their manual. And to tell you the truth, a lot of that is because sometimes the octane rating that's on the pump depends upon how you rate it. You may not, you may be within a couple of points, but it may be on the low side. So when you go up to the next one, all of a sudden you're really at the octane that the designers made your car for. So you can figure that out based on how well your car runs on the gasoline in your area and the particular station that you buy it from and that kind of stuff. But octane is a measure of how slow the fuel will burn. The higher the octane, the slower the burn. All right, now we move over to cetane. God knows that if it wasn't for these terms, we could never get confused, okay? But they can confuse us. Cetane in diesel is the opposite. In a diesel engine, I am bringing my piston up and I'm reaching very high pressure. Well, under high pressure, air gets extremely hot. So what happens is I bring that piston up maybe with a 20-to-1 compression, 18, 25, whatever the designer had. And then at that very high compression, my injector injects at a very high pressure. It injects diesel into that hot air mixture. Well, it's gonna burn. The question is, how quickly will it burn? Cetane is just the opposite of octane. It says, hey, when we have this situation, will it even set, will this diesel even be set off in that hot air when you squirt it in there, when the injector fires it in there? And cetane tells us how quickly or how well it will ignite, almost like an ignition measurement. The lower the cetane, the poorer the performance of the fuel. Okay, so it's different than gasoline, and it's important because all of these very high performance turbo diesels and things that you can buy now, they got to get a good cetane rating somewhere around 45. And unfortunately, in some places, especially down here, Bob, in Florida, in the dead of winter, sometimes the fuel companies start dumping some lower quality diesel down south because it won't do too well in real cold weather. So anyway, I'll finish it up quickly when we come back for the break.
We'll be right back after more messages. This is On a Roll.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. A drive-by shooting just blocks from the NFL stadium in Jacksonville, Florida, leaves at least a half dozen people wounded. Ron Lindvay with the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office.
At this point, we're investigating what may have led up to the shooting, including the possibility that this may be gang-related based on information obtained in the early stages of the investigation. Crime scene remains active, and the area around the 900 block of APR will remain closed for some time. It's not closed due to any type of an active threat. It's closed due to the crime scene investigation that's going to be ongoing.
Authorities gave no indication whether the shooting was linked to the game between the Jaguars and Texans. It took place near a laundromat. The age of the wounded ranged from their 20s to their 70s. Hundreds of federal police in Mexico are monitoring the caravan of some 5,000 Central American migrants as they continue their trek to the U.S. The police say their instructions are to maintain the flow of traffic, not to stop the caravan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Dan Watson with us as our regular contributor when it comes to lubrication and Ann's oil dealer for more than a quarter of a century, one of the largest in all of the U.S. If you're listening on any of our live stations or tape delay stations in Florida, be sure and sit down and take a good whiff of this, because there's a lot of great information that Dan has put together in this latest guide. And as we were talking about cetane and octane, a couple of people emailed me in between and still don't understand the two different gases, are they not, Dan?
Well, octane is just a rating for, you could rate any burnable fuel, liquid fuel, with an octane rating. It's just a rating of how fast that fuel will burn, okay? And then cetane is a rating specifically for diesel. You could have a cetane rating for kerosene since it's in the same family. But cetane is a rating of how easily it will ignite. Did you know that you can, if you had a fully vented, completely vented bucket with diesel oil in it, that you could throw a lit match into it and it usually won't do anything? But if you had a bucket full of gasoline and you threw the lit match in, it would ignite quickly because the vapor would light off. So the question is, how do I know on my diesel that it's going to quickly ignite like I want it to? And that's the cetane rating. So cetane ratings go up to about 55. That's all on their scale that we're going to see with stuff. But the thing for the listener to understand just straight out is octane is a rating that tells you the higher the octane, the slower the rate of burn of the gasoline. And you want that. In a gasoline engine, you want to avoid detonation, which is like a little explosion goes off and all your fuel is just instantaneously burned. You don't want that. That would cause severe stresses and rattling and banging. But if you get a nice burn, and I say burn, we're talking about in the world of things very small time spans. We're talking about, 5,000th of a second, okay, versus 1,000,000th of a second for an explosion. And in cetane, we're simply talking about, hey, I want to get this stuff, when I squirt that diesel in that very hot air, I just want it to ignite, okay? And so I got to know that it's going to do that, so I use a cetane rating to do that. Other than that, you get into some deeper chemistry, which is no time to do that over the air here. But when somebody pulls up to the pump and they see those octane ratings, they're going to know their car is designed to use that 87, put that 87 in it. Many times you will actually be counterproductive by buying a higher octane fuel than what is rated for your car. And when you go to diesel, most of the time you can experiment a little with your diesel, especially your turbo diesels. You might get an improved fuel economy with a higher octane number one diesel over a lower octane number two, but maybe not. So it's a lot of extra money for maybe no particular increase in the return for what you've spent. So I think we'll let it go with that and move on to the next question, Bob. If you're ready to go to the next question.
Yeah, sure am. So, Dan, I lost the feed there for a moment. We're with Gary in Warren, Pennsylvania. Is that where we're at?
Yeah.
Okay. Gary writes, cold weather is coming and I don't expect to ride my Harley much for the last 3 months. What is the best procedure for the bike sitting for this time in the garage?
Well, here's what would be, I think, a good procedure. And first off, you ought to, just before the bike sits up for this time, change your engine oil before the bike goes into this low-use era. And use one of the premium motorcycle oils. There's a couple that come from Amazon, and the reason I recommend them is because they have actual excellent rust inhibitor and corrosion protection capabilities, because that's what we're talking about here. The bike's going to sit up. You want the inside of the engine to stay pristine clean, and you don't want any rust forming. So if it gets all coated well with this premium synthetic motorcycle oil from AMSOIL, it's going to be like you preserved it, okay? Now, that being the case, I still think it's a good idea for you to get that bike. If there's a ventilated area, you can open the garage door or something and back it out just a little bit in the middle of the day and run that bike for about 30 minutes once a month, just to really get everything all lubricated up again and coated and covered, and bring the bike all the way up to where it's up to its full temperature. Should be done in about 30 minutes, and then take it back in and park it again. And that's, I think, all you have to do is change the oil before the inactive period starts. Maybe that's November for you, and you change the oil in November, and then you take it through the winter by starting it up once a month and run it for 30 minutes. And then when you start riding it in the spring, if you used that excellent premium AMSOIL synthetic, you don't have to change your oil now in the spring. You just keep going, because it'll last you, unless you're a real high mileage guy, it'll last you about another 5,000 miles over the riding months of the summer and the spring, summer, and fall, and you'll be in good shape to start again as it gets cold and you decide to put the bike up. So that's my best recommendation for that.
Yes, that's for certain, no question about it. And as my audio keeps fading in and out here a little bit, let's go to another question. This one is a question from Ocala, Florida. Dan, Mike writes from Ocala, my car requires a oat antifreeze. What is an oat? O, capital O, capital A, capital T.
Hey, it's a good question. That's called an OAT, and an OAT coolant or antifreeze, that stands for organic acid technology. Wow, we've defined it. Big term. What does it mean? it's not all that crazy what it means, but what is important to understand is that the chemistry there in an organic acid is special.
Mm-hmm.
And so it means that almost all the new cars have some type of organic acid technology antifreeze. The days of the old good Preston, right? Yeah. Preston antifreeze that was green. And that was a sulfide type fluid, meaning that its primary constituent of anti-corrosion and keeping everything good was its sulfur-based additives that did that. Those were not organic acid technology. So the important thing to remember is that if you have a very old vehicle, it would be best, if you're going to go with one of these new antifreezes, to flush that old vehicle completely out, get it all cleaned out, then you could come in with an organic acid technology. But if you're running a car already that requires one of these OATs, then you got to make sure that when you buy antifreeze to put in it, that it's compatible. Now, there is these terms. There is a antifreeze that we'll refer to as a POAT, with the P standing for poly, meaning poly organic acid technology. And what that means, poly meaning many, means it's compatible with any of the OATs. So that's what you really most of the time need to look for, is a POAT, so that you won't go wrong for your car.
Very good. Hang with us, and we're going to have lots more coming after up after this quick break. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're back and we're live. Thank you so much for being here. My name is Bob Long, along with Dan Watson from thelubepage.com. And we're taking your calls and lots of questions, including we've got a call from Mary in Atlanta. And what does Mary have for a question for our friend Dan? My Toyota requires synthetic engine oil. Why is there such a subtle spread of pricing for synthetics? Are they all the same or just some overpriced?
Hey, fair question. But she's right. Toyota does require synthetic from bumper to bumper. They have for several years now. Might be a word of wisdom to everyone listening is that Toyota is a pretty respectable big company, and they think it's wise to go to synthetic lubricants for all of the requirements in their car. So pretty good move, pretty bold move, pretty smart move. Okay, now, Mary's question is, why is there such a widespread for synthetics? Now, you remember, Bob, last week, I kind of jumped up on the soapbox and talked about the imitation synthetics and all the just in my opinion, the direct fraud on the consumer. And I went back and talked about the history on that. If you missed that show, folks, you can pick it up. If you go to the Auto World website, you can get to the previous shows and listen to it, because I spent some time talking about what that issue is all about. But let's just say here for Mary that she'll understand that I'm sorry, but when it comes to quality synthetic engine oil, you will probably get what you pay for. There is some stuff out there that's masquerading as synthetic, and it's priced sometimes equal to or below petroleum. And just ask yourself that question. How could that possibly be? Well, it's a direct reflection of just how much of a real good synthetic that is. So I advise you to stay away from it. You can get quality synthetic engine oils from a number of places, okay? My strongest recommendation is that you take a real hard look at AMSOIL Synthetics. Why? Because on the bottle of the engine oils you're going to buy, it's going to say 100% synthetic. And by law, that has to mean something. It really has to mean something. When you see these oils labeled full synthetic, it apparently doesn't mean anything, because some of them are not even 25% synthetic and the rest is mineral oil and they're calling it full synthetic. I went into detail on that. I don't want to get on that soapbox high today, but you're going to see big difference in prices, just like when you see big difference in prices of tires and you see some high quality radios that cost more than others. It's because they're better tires and they'll go for a longer distance. When you look at synthetic engine oil, if you buy the better guys, they're going to cost more because they're trying to make a good quality lubricant. Others are trying to make more money off of the term synthetic. And I advise you to be careful and do your homework. There's lots of stuff to look at on the Internet these days. But for Mary, I know she's probably interested in going on the Internet and you know, trying to dig deep and figure all that out. So what I would say to you is that the number one respectable true synthetic in the marketplace is Amsoil Synthetics, especially the Signature Series synthetic line of products. So if you want to make sure you're getting your money's worth, and you say, yeah, but they cost more than the other products. And that's true, but those products can run for 1 year or 25,000 miles. So if you just do 10 or 15,000 miles in a year and you run that oil, you would have done 3 to 4 other oil changes in the same time. So I guarantee you that one quart of Amsoil at $11 or $12 is not going to be as much as buying 4 quarts of a subpar synthetic at $8 a quart. Okay, so I'll leave it at that and say to Mary that use that term in the business, laissez-faire, buyer beware. Okay, make sure you look careful. And if you need help, hey, send me an email to danwatson@thelubepage.com, and I will help you sort it out. We can get the next question in, I think, Bob. Are you still there, Bob?
Yeah, I sure am. I sure am, Dan. All right, just my headphone jack, my amplifier is gone here, so it's giving me some trouble. We're going to have to get a new one. We'll have that next week. Let's see what else we've got. How about Gary in Texas? Gary writes, you seem to favor Amsoil as the best synthetic oil. If any synthetic meets the API spec, why pay more for Amsoil? Well, that's a fair enough question.
It is, and I would just say this with all honesty, the API does a good job, but they put out the minimum specification that oil has to meet. For example, if we went to tires as an example again, we'd say, hey, if any one of these radial tires meets the minimum spec and is good for 40,000 miles, why would I pay more money for that other radial? Well, because that radial is rated as a load C, heat temperature C rated, and it is a 80,000 mile tire, and you can buy that, and it'll last you longer and give you better performance, okay? Traction on the road. Well, the same thing is that when you look at a synthetic engine oil, what are you paying for? And just like I said in the previous question, sometimes you may be paying for something that's not even really synthetic, and you're paying the price for it, and of course it meets the API specs. It would if it was petroleum. But they told you it's synthetic, and now they're charging you more money for it. And it turns out that it's really faux pas synthetic. And so if you buy the real product, the true 100% synthetic real product, then you're going to have to pay the price for that because they're not trying to cut corners. They're giving you what you're actually paying for. When you buy some of the substandard stuff, yeah, you got it for a better price, but you got exactly what you paid for, a lower quality product. So that's the reason why. And remember, the API specifications are the minimum specification it has to meet, not the maximum. You can certainly make something that would perform much better than those minimum specifications, and that's what you get from Amsoil. I think we might be able to get this last one in, Bob.
I think you're right. And this one comes from Utah, and it's Rodney. And Rodney wants to know, what's the best snowmobile oil? Soon my whole family will be on the trails every weekend. I hate having to have one of the sleds down for maintenance. Who does?
Yeah.
You don't want it down during peak season.
No, you want to be able to use these things. That's the reason you buy them. Now, here's the thing. If you didn't have any other thing, you knew nothing else, then I would tell you, if you bought yourself a Yamaha, then put some Yamaha lube in it. If you bought yourself a Polaris, put some Polaris lube in it, okay? But if you have the time to look and you're going to take the time, there are some very good products that come that are not from the manufacturer. One of those is the Amsoil snowmobile oils. My goodness, Amsoil's from Duluth, Minnesota, okay? And the whole group up there, they can't stand it if they don't have lots of snow and go on those snowmobile trails. And so it's close to their heart to make snowmobile oil, and they make some of the best snowmobile that you can find. They're very, very active in the snowcross, all the racing, circuit that goes across up there. If you ever watch them sometimes on one of the ESPN or ESPN2 stations, and you'll see a big snowmobile race going on, and you'll see the Amsoil banners and all this stuff on the racetrack, because they're big sponsors of that racing. And so that's something that they take great pride in, is making some of the best snowmobile engine oil you can buy. They did a super test of some stuff called Interceptor, which was made for those snowmobiles that have power control valves, and those power control valves are in the exhaust, and they tend to get very sticky and start sticking and not working right. And so they tested formulations of this Interceptor oil in a large fleet at Yellowstone. Now, what a lot of people don't know is Yellowstone's closed in the winter, but they have a tremendous business for snowmobile trails and riding in the winter. And they got some companies up there that rent you the snowmobile for the day. And the particular fleet that Amsoil was messing with had like 400 or 500 of these. And so they ran a test of different formulations to figure out which one and how it worked the best for an in-fleet test. And this Interceptor oil was just out of this world for those two-stroke snowmobiles that have power control valves. It's just, you can't beat it. Okay, so that's the best I can give you, Rodney. Get on the trails and have some fun.
That's going to do it for this hour and this edition of Auto World. Don't forget, send Dan Watson an email, danwatson@thelubepage.com. And check back next week at this very same time on this very same station or on GCNlive.com. That's going to do it for this hour. I'm Bob Long. Thanks for coming along.
Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.